Hello, my name is Dale Spencer Williams, your candidate for Sitka Tribe of Alaska Chairman. I am a Raven of the Duktaintawn clan who was born and raised in Sitka by my grandparents Jimmy and Flora Williams. My grandfather, Jimmy Williams, was of the Kiksadi clan. I am a 1968 graduate of Sitka High School. I'm very proud of my family. My grandparents were immensely proud of being Tlingit, and they were also well thought of in the broader community of Sitka. You may have seen my ads emphasizing my pride in being a Tlingit Indian and a patriotic American. These were values I was taught from a young age. First, let's talk about the many challenges our tribal citizens are facing. Discussion of Search Hospital should be at the top of the list. Old-timers can remember when there was a community over at Mount Edgecombe, and it was like a family that worked over at Search Hospital. Over the last year, we, myself, Tanya Benorden, Archie Nielsen, Wade Martin, and Stephanie Edenshaw, have tried to make efforts to have input on decisions that highly affect our people, such as a decision to abandon in-house employment and in the cafeteria and in housekeeping, and outsource them to corporations such as Nana Management. I put this issue on the October 17th agenda, and the council voted to ask for a dialogue with Nana Corporation and with Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, which has acquired ownership of McGraw Construction. They will have a big impact on tribal employment in Sitka. It has been difficult for the Sitka Tribe of Alaska to have the influence we should have with Search Hospital because of a mechanism put in place in 1997 by Senator Ted Stevens called the Stevens Rider. Before this rider was in place, the tribes had pass-through funding whereby the tribes received compact funds from the Indian Health Service and could pass them on to regional corporations such as Search. Search had to be more responsive to what we wanted. An example is that of Ketchikan Indian Corporation. Ketchikan Indian Corporation came about because expectant mothers didn't want to have to get on a plane and travel a couple hundred miles away from their home to have their babies. The Stevens Rider put a block on any other tribes being able to have their own health programs. This election will decide whether we have a voice at Search Hospital or not. The Stevens Rider has its defenders. This includes my opponent, Mike Baines, Rachel Marino, and Mike Miller. Vote for candidates who want to have a greater voice in our hospital. I ask you for your vote. Dale S. Williams for chairman, Tanya Benorden, Stephanie Edenshaw, and Louise Brady for council. Thank you. Gonlashtish.